I'll just be very brief. Three verses. Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25, verse 17. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. Verse 21. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. Verse 22. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony. All of the things which I give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. And verse 31, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. We will get into the Gospel of John, that the world, that the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. I am not going to speak about the tabernacle, neither really about the ark, but I want to speak about the mercy seat that was made out of pure gold. There's only two articles in the tabernacle that was made out of pure gold, without wood in them or other material. One is the mercy seat, the other one is the candlestick or the light bearer. And what we have before us in the Gospel of John are the two aspects of the Lord Jesus in his deity, pure gold. That speaks of the deity of Christ. Of course, the ark is the only object that we have in the scripture that really portrayed to us in a figure as a type of the Lord Jesus. The ark itself was made out of incorruptible wood, the perfect humanity of the Lord Jesus, which we will come to in John chapter 14. I want to link those objects with what we have before us. And the Word became flesh. It wasn't the perfect humanity of the Lord Jesus, similar to you and I. He was a man among men, sin apart. Incorruptible wood. That is the acacia wood that we will find later on in the chapter. But that acacia wood was completely covered, not just with gold. Everything in the tabernacle, except the boards, that is gold used for, you always find the word pure gold. It speaks again of the divinity of the Lord Jesus. So in the Gospel of John, we looked at him as the Word, the spokesperson, the person that articulates in perfection the mind of God. And no God, no one could express God but God himself. So that cover, that pure cover, I am so thankful that there was two cherubim on it, looking down on what? Looking down on the blood. And that's what we will get in the middle section of John chapter 1. They were born not of the will of the blood, not of the will of man. There is something that redemption has effected that the natural birth could not do. But there, the tabernacle system is an interesting system. We talk about the creation, 2 chapters in Genesis. Generally speaking, speak about creation. 16th chapter tells us about the tabernacle. It expresses God's mind in regard to what he has. It's really the pattern of the things to come. How is God going to meet with man? After he told him to put the mercy seat on the ark, and he said, there, I will meet with thee. Where did God meet man? God met man in the person of the Lord Jesus. If it wasn't for that pure gold, God could not come in and meet man in his need. But not only that, he said there, I will commune with you. The word, the communication. Hebrews chapter 1. God spoke to us in Son. Son-wise, everything that God had to say to man, he spoke it in the person of the Lord Jesus. God has no other thing to say to man. He said it all in his person. He revealed his mind. He revealed his heart. He revealed his power. He revealed his plan. He revealed the Father. Anything that God wanted to speak to man, he spoke it in the person of the Lord Jesus. But not only there, the art is really in the Gospel of John, because you could take every Gospel and you associate it with one of the names of the ark. In the Old Testament, you read about the Ark of the Covenant. You read about the Ark of the Testimony. You read about the Ark of the Lord. Then you read about the Ark of God. If the Gospel of Matthew speaks to us about the Ark of the Covenant, oh, God has a covenant that there will be a king from the seed of David. If we're going to look in the Gospel of Luke, it's a Ark of the Testimony. That's where the Lord Jesus brought testimony in his walk as a perfect man before God. If you look at the Gospel of Mark, he is there, the servant of Jehovah. He's the Ark of the Lord. When you go to the Gospel of John, he's the Ark of God. He is the Ark of God in all the display of what God is. But then we come to the matter of light, a candlestick. It was made also out of pure light. Again, everything has some other material, not this one, except the labor was made out of brass. It's only, but that's a different matter. But here, just the two articles that were out of pure gold. The one that speaks of the presence of God, the incarnation of the Lord Jesus, and the other one that speaks of the light. In him was life. And the light was the light of man. And that's what we will speak about in a few minutes. But that is really the person of the Lord Jesus. Without him, there is no light. Without him, there is no life. Life was intrinsic in him, and he gave it to man. And from that life came light to open the eyes of mankind to the love of God. I believe just very few thoughts here to connect the object for the tabernacle with John chapter 1, or generally speaking with the Gospel of John. Just put it in your way this way. How could God dwell among people? If I read the, and I wanted to read the last chapter of the book of Exodus, that when Moses put everything in place, the glory of God came there. Even Moses could not go in. But dear saints of God, because the Lord Jesus is there, and because the glory of God shining in his face, you and I have the privilege that Moses did not have to enter in into the very presence of God, into the very presence of God, and to see the glory of God shining in the face of the Lord Jesus. And if that doesn't attract my heart to the greatness of the person, to the greatness of the work that he has accomplished, what else will do? There I will meet with thee. There I will commune with thee. Anytime a man needs to meet God, and the only way is the Lord Jesus. And if any man wanted to hear the voice of God, the only person is the Lord Jesus. May the Lord encourage our heart to see the greatness and the glory of this person.
Amen.